There's a new acronym Texans may want to memorize, PEI. It stands for Prevention and Early Intervention. As the Texas Standards Joy Diaz explains, instead of just sending kids into foster care, the state of Texas is now putting more focus on preventing abuse and neglect altogether.
Raise your hand if you're a parent. Now, you're in a judgment-free zone. Tell me, have you ever felt like you're not doing a good job?
When the sheriff shows up in the front of your house and delivers your son, you're like, oh, it's very embarrassing.
That's Stan Hemlin from Victoria, Texas. He says his son is now a grown man, successful, by the way. But at the time of the incident with the sheriff, his son was 16, and Hemlin says parenting him was really tough. So tough, in fact, that it may have been tempting for Hemlin to hurt his son in an effort to correct him. And it may have been easy for that to turn into abuse.
Okay. Well, thank you all for being here. I hope you're enjoying the lunch. And I
met Stan Hemlin at a community meeting with Texas Prevention and Early Intervention officials. They're going around the state telling anyone who will listen that PEI is a relatively new division of the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. The PEI team has even made commercials to explain their goals.
Our kids, they can make us crazy.
The images show a child drawing on the wall, another one dropping the remote control in a fish tank.
It's how we handle it that matters. Helpandhope.org can help with parenting advice that will turn overwhelmed into, oh well.
Sasha Rasko is with PEI. She says, while of course most parents love their children, not all know how to rear a child respectfully.
You need to know how to love someone to love them.
Rasko also says, we need to get one truth out in the open. Every parent struggles, but some parents get help. Wealthier parents can afford to hire life coaches or pay professionals for advice. PEI wants to be that life coach for parents regardless of income and to remove the stigma of asking for help.
We want it to become sort of normal, just like going to a birthing class.
My name's Laura. I'm in San Antonio and I'm a rookie foster parent.
Laura's relationship with her foster child is so new. She doesn't want anyone to recognize her and thus expose her child to be recognized as well. That's why she doesn't want to share her last name. Laura says it's hard to believe Texas has done foster care through CPS for many, many years, and yet no one ever thought about really implementing a preventive approach before.
One of the things that was really interesting in just going through the licensing process was having the realization that, you know, wow, like I've never had a child of my own, and I'm going through this training that is, it's a pretty significant time investment, and that any parent can, you know, go have a child without any training.
Now, that kind of training Laura had will be available. With a budget of close to $55 million for this year alone, PEI will focus on providing training to parents of infants and toddlers, as well as parents of adolescents. The program is still a work in progress. That's another reason the PEI folks are traveling the state with their message. They want people like Laura, Stan Hemlin, and others to shape the program. PEI will be in the Gulf Coast on March 8th, North Texas on the 10th, West Texas on the 22nd, and the Panhandle on the 24th. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.